As we prepare to ring in the new year, let's tap into public prognostications for 2018 with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, stocks are up, unemployment's down, the new tax law goes into effect. How do Americans envision their balance sheets taking shape in the year ahead?
More positive than negative. 52% of Americans say 2018 will be a year of economic prosperity, and 47% say it will be a year of economic difficulty. So it tilts to the positive, which is good, because in 2013 and even going back to 2005, Americans were more negative than positive. So Americans have tilted to the positive side of the ledger, although not as positive as they were. I'll give you a couple of examples. In the dot-com boom in the late 1990s, and Americans also are not as positive prognosticating as they were back in 1965 when we first asked the question.
How positive do Americans then feel about their place in the world?
Well, we ask a couple of questions along those lines. One is this going to be a year when America will increase its power in the world, or a year when American power will decline, which is very interesting. Americans are split, 49-49. And that number has bounced around over the years, but more often than not, Americans are positive about America increasing its power. So this is down a little, although in 2013, when we asked this question, Barack Obama was president, just 37% said America will increase its power in the coming year, so this is more positive than that. But let me give you some examples. If we go back to 1960, that was when John F. Kennedy was running for president, of course. Dwight Eisenhower was ending his term. 73% of Americans said it was going to be a year when America will increase its power. In 1963, Kennedy in office, 84% said it was going to be a year when America will increase its power. So clearly right now we are at the lower end of the spectrum with this division between seeing that America will increase its power or American power will decline next year.
Staying on the world stage, do Americans think this will be a year marked by war or peace?
International discord, overwhelmingly. The choice we give the public, will 2018 be a peaceful year, more or less free of international disputes, or a troubled year with much international discord? Now, this is not unusual. Americans usually are more negative when we give them this choice, going back to 1960. But right now, only 19% say that next year will be a peaceful year, and 79% say it will be a troubled year. And again, this is about par for the course.
Frank, 'tis the season for Gallup's Most Admired Man and Woman report.
That's right. Let's start with the men. It's Barack Obama. And again, this is an open-ended question. I want to make that clear to our listeners here. We say, who is the man living anywhere in the world whom you most admire? Usually the president wins, but the president did not win this year. This is one of those exceptional years where somebody other than the president wins, and in fact, it is the past president, Barack Obama, who edges out Donald Trump. Obama got 17% of all mentions. Trump gets 14%, so Obama is the most admired man. Others on the list this year, but with much smaller percents, are the Pope, Reverend Billy Graham, John McCain, Elon Musk, Bernie Sanders, Bill Gates, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Dalai Lama, Mike Pence, and Jeff Bezos all are on the top 10 list, but it's Obama and Trump that are above everybody else.
A little context. How often is the sitting president bumped from that top spot?
Not frequently. The last time that happened was George W. Bush, and that was in 2008. We asked the question in December of that year, and Obama had already been elected to replace Bush, and Obama won that year before he even took office, just as he's winning this year, the year after he left office. So that was the last time the sitting president didn't win. And I'll go back. Jimmy Carter in 1980 didn't win. He was beat by Pope John Paul II. And then after Watergate, we had Nixon and then Ford, who were not the most admired persons in 73, 74, 75. It was Henry Kissinger who won in those years. And then go way back in history, Harry Truman didn't win that often, even though he was president. He was beat by Douglas MacArthur a couple of years, the famous general who was occupying Japan, and then, of course, led the Korean War. And then in 1950, 1952, Truman was beat by Eisenhower, General Eisenhower at that point, and also MacArthur.
How often has Barack Obama won?
Quite frequently. In fact, he's edging up towards the all-time winner, who is General and then President Dwight Eisenhower. And this goes back to 1946. Eisenhower was the single most admired man 12 years. Barack Obama, however, has now won 10 times, so he's coming in just 2 points behind Dwight Eisenhower. Below those two, Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan both won 8 years. George W. Bush won 7 years. And George H.W. Bush and Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson, all presidents, won 4 times each.
You just mentioned Bill Clinton. Did he make the top 10?
He did not. And this is the first time in 25 years that former President Bill Clinton was not on the top 10 list. He used to win regularly when he was president, but he's always appeared on the list since then. But this year, he fell off the top 10 list.
Turning our attention to the women's list, is Hillary Clinton also bumped out of the top 10?
She is not. She, in fact, is the most admired woman in America. Hillary Rodham Clinton has won that distinction more than any other woman in Gallup's history.
Round out that top 10 for women.
Well, in addition to the winner, Hillary Clinton this year, in second place is Michelle Obama, the former first lady, then Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah Winfrey's been on the list many times, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Germany's Angela Merkel, Queen Elizabeth II, Condoleezza Rice, Melania Trump, the first lady, but she's way down the list, but she does make an appearance, Nikki Haley, who is our ambassador to the United Nations, Princess Kate Middleton, and Beyonce.
You noted for the men that Barack Obama was at the top with 17% of the vote. What did Hillary get?
9%, which is down from where she's been previously, but still beats Michelle Obama, who came in second place with 7% of all mentions. Dave, I have a question for you. Who do you think it is that's been on the top 10 list of most admired people that people have now forgotten the most?
I know the list, Frank, but I forget.
Okay. Actually, the one that I talk about the most is Sister Elizabeth Kenny, who is the single most admired woman in America back in 1951. Does that name strike a bell with you?
No, sir.
She was very famous at the time because she had a cure for polio, or what she purported to be a cure for polio, which was rampant at that time before the vaccines came in. She wrapped people in shrouds, I believe, or something like that, and became very famous for that, at least for that brief moment in time. And, of course, now, except for those people who know medical history, she's faded from our memory. But back in 51, she was the most admired woman in America.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.